어법성 판단 대표 기출
Monumental is a word that comes very close to expressing the basic characteristic of Egyptian art. Never before and never since has the quality of monumentality been achieved as fully as it was in Egypt. The reason for this is not the external size and massiveness of their works, although the Egyptians admittedly achieved some amazing things in this respect. Many modern structures exceed those of Egypt in terms of purely physical size, but massiveness has nothing to do with monumentality. An Egyptian sculpture no bigger than a person's hand is more monumental than that gigantic pile of stones that constitutes the war memorial in Leipzig, for instance. Monumentality is not a matter of external weight, but of inner weight. This inner weight is the quality which Egyptian art possesses to such a degree that everything in it seems to be made of primeval stone, like a mountain range, even if it is only a few inches across or carved in wood.
While being an introvert comes with its challenges, it definitely has its advantages as well. For example, an introvert is far less likely to make a mistake in a social situation, such as inadvertently insulting another person whose opinion is not agreeable. An introvert would enjoy reflecting on their thoughts, and thus would be far less likely to suffer from boredom without outside stimulation. The only risk that you will face as an introvert is that people who do not know you may think that you are aloof, or that you think you are better than them. If you learn how to open up just a little bit with your opinions and thoughts, you will be able to thrive in both worlds. You can then stay true to your personality without appearing to be antisocial.
실전 독해 연습
The sound of words, as we know, have no inherent meaning. There is nothing about a dog that makes the word dog describe a dog. The meaning of words is subject to interpretation, and interpretations are highly individualized. This point is particularly important when considering the process of listening to spoken messages. The meaning we assign to what we hear depends on numerous aspects of ourselves, including our education, our upbringing, and our culture. Even temporary influences, such as our mood, our expectations, or the environment have an impact on the meanings we assign. For example, if you hear a weather siren on the first Thursday morning of the month, you may interpret it to be the regular testing of the warning system. If it sounds on a Wednesday afternoon in the middle of May when the skies are stormy, you may interpret the siren as a warning that a tornado has been spotted.